Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You guys have been living under a rock. There's a trophy going to be handed out, the Nat Moore Trophy, and CBS4 has been immersed in it. And last night, Jim Berry and Mike Cugno went on and narrowed that field to four. On December the 10th at 7 o'clock, a special with those four athletes, Brandon Parrish from Columbus and Don Chaney Jr. from Berlin Jesuit and Derek Wingo from St. Thomas Aquinas and Isaiah Walker from Miami New Orleans. And we will, with the help of a panel plus the voters, will have an opportunity to choose the first ever, the inaugural Nat Moore Award. Mike Cugno from CBS4 is kind enough to join us this evening. Mike, thanks so much for taking the time. And it's a great trophy. It's a great presentation. It's been first class all the way.
Yeah, it's been not as first class as Danny's sports update there. We all strive to bring our performances to the level of the sports bomber, but yeah.
Did he? I want a clarification. Did he mention Miami Hurricanes instead of Miami Heat?
He said the Miami Hurricanes were beating the Heat. I think
I said to call the National Guard because the Heat were killing the Cavs.
You said Hurricanes
were killing the Cavs.
Yes, you did. I told you. But you see, Mike, listen.
I'm gonna have to take that to the tape, guys.
I'm telling you, you're gonna be wrong. But definitely a tremendous deal last night. It must have been a record audience for a 7 o'clock show.
I hope so. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I haven't actually seen the numbers for our shows yesterday. But yeah, it seems like the response has been great on social media, especially on Twitter. You're seeing just all the football fans from around South Florida liking and retweeting, and everyone's going out and voting, and then they're sending pictures and screen grabs to their favorite players, and those guys are posting all the votes that they've gotten. So it seems like we've gotten a huge response, and it's just great. It's not great for us. It's really great for them to see how many fans these kids actually have. Because I remember being in high school, whenever there was like the star player, everyone rooted for them, and you know, they have such a huge following, whether you go to school or your family, or you're just a fan from South Florida. These kids already have a nice little following as they head to college. So it was very cool to see.
And you had an opportunity to meet all these guys, the four finalists, up close and personal. You did some really outstanding segments with them, and they're all really good guys, too. I mean, not only tremendous football players, but I know you and Isaiah Walker had a really nice time, and you talked candidly about what he wants to do. You can't find a better guy than Derek Wingo. I mean, he's what they call an old soul. I mean, he gets it. Outstanding Don Chaney, who's head of the University of Miami, so I know the ballot boxes are going to be stuffed locally. And then you have a kid from your alma mater in Parrish, who I think arguably the best runner in South Florida. He's proven it's 2,000 yards, almost 30 touchdowns coming up. A great field, but not only that, Mike, a tremendous group of young men who represent their schools in such a great way.
No, you're exactly right. And that's what made it so difficult whittling this down to four, because it was so tough to make these choices. I mean, we have a final four, but I tell you what, there's 8 to 12 that we did features on and got to know. They made it really difficult on us, which is a good thing. It just shows you not only how deep the talent pool is here in South Florida, but also, you know, the job the teachers and their parents are doing as well, helping mold these boys into young men, and they're doing a great job. And yeah, we're very happy with the final four, all great kids, all can't wait to go play college football and all have aspirations to do other things as well. So yeah, that's been maybe the funnest part, is just funnest and hardest part is having to, to meet and get to know them and then whittle it down.
Yeah, no doubt. Mike Cugno, CBS4, joining us. We also, I know that Jim loves this type of stuff too, and he gets into it. And he back in the day went to a lot more games. I know his plate's full, but certainly something for the TV station to be proud of, where you get an opportunity to get something that's been done in the past, not here, but it's been done in Dallas, as we talked. And caught on so well here because I noticed last night, as soon as you were finished and you gave out the website where they can go vote, I mean, we're talking thousands of people dashed to it. And not only that, you got a chance, University of Florida people, Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh people, University of Miami people, where these four young men will be going to school, were also involved in it. And you could see the coaches retweet from all the colleges. So you not only got the local people involved, but you got a college fan base or three different college fan bases involved. That's something maybe that nobody ever thought of as well.
Yeah, it kind of went national a little bit, yeah. which is kind of cool, or at least statewide. If you broaden your horizons out to the Pittsburgh fan base, as you mentioned. That was really cool. I mean, you're seeing local politicians send out some love on Twitter, trying to get them to vote for, you know, maybe their alma mater's kids. I know, just being a Columbus grad, I know we got a newsletter as well, alumni newsletter, and said, hey, you know, Henry Parrish is up for this award. You can vote for him here. So the schools are really getting involved, the high schools and the colleges, and all the coaches. I noticed assistant coaches from some of the colleges around town are also going out, so retweeting and liking and stuff. So it's really cool to see all our hard work, you know, paying off, especially with how big the reach has gotten. And that's a testament to the work a lot of our guys, like our EP, Leo Gomez, has done. Yes. Our camera guys, you know, Dave and Lewis, they did such a good job putting those pieces together. So, it's paying off.
Good stuff. Before we let you go, December the 10th, Tuesday, 7 o'clock, Hard Rock Stadium. It's going to be a live-hour show, and we're excited about it. We'll take part in it as well. I'm excited about that. Mike, again, thanks so much for taking the time. Obviously, it's worked out very well.
Yeah, and one other thing, Bo, Blue, is if you are voting, you have until November 30th.
Okay.
Go out to our website, CBSMiami.com/NatMoreTrophy. You should be able to find a link to vote there. And, the fan vote counts.
Awesome.
So make sure you get in there and vote for your favorite player.
Good stuff. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Larry.
Good stuff. Mike Cugno.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.